Hi there. This is Jorma Vuoksenma in Tiger 888 podcast series. And today, the 29th of November 22, I'm talking about the power ratings of World Cup teams and as well how to use these power ratings. I have adjusted my power ratings with the World Betting Market strength estimates for the teams. I have implied those estimates from spot market odds because in most cases they are the world top prices for each result and they correlate very strongly with the collective wisdom of 10 million or so sports bettors around the world believe with their own money about the teams, how they vote, to say. The market is not stupid, and I give a certain degree of respect to the market estimates, giving extra accuracy for my own estimations, calculations, and opinion. With very round figures, just in order to give you a rough idea how my power rating methods works, I give here the power rating differences and what kind of probability estimates they correspond. If the rating difference between the teams is zero, that means, of course, that both teams are equally good and their winning probability in the game is about 35%. The draw probability then remains as 30%. If the better side has 4 points bigger, stronger power rating, then we win the game with about 40% probability. Draw and underdog wins are 30. 8 point difference in power ratings means that the stronger one would win with about 45% probability. Draw happens 28% of the matches, and the underdog upsets the favorite with 27% of probability. 12 point difference would be 50, 27, 23. 16-point difference would give a favorite 55% win probability, draw 25, underdog 20, and with 20 points difference, it is about 60, 22, 18. In the bigger differences than 20 power rating points, the pure power ratings start to lose their importance compared to the psychological factors. I mean, how motivated and focused is the stronger team? And on the other hand, has the underdog enough self-confidence to upset the stronger sides? Again, these figures are not very accurate. Different leagues, playing styles of the teams, expected numbers, number of games in the games, they all affect the probabilities, and they can make similar power ratings to correspond with a couple of percentages differences, couple of percentages bigger or smaller probability estimates with similar power rating estimates. When deriving the probabilities from the power rating, well, one should take into consideration, of course, home advantage, lineup adjustments, static, psychological factors, and all those minor things, even the referee. But it's always a good start and solid base for minimax betting strategy to start with the power ratings. Actually, the betting market quite often overreacts to the additional extra factors So staying close to the power ratings based probability estimates can never be a big mistake. But okay, after these instructions, I give you now my World Cup power ratings with all those teams who have realistic probability to go on to the playoffs. And then at the end of this 8 minutes, 88 seconds podcast, I give a couple of comments if we have time left. So, Brazil is 82, France 77, Spain 76, Portugal 75, Germany 70, Netherlands 67, Argentina 67, England 68. And again, these figures are made before the matches which are played today evening, 29th of November. So I go on Belgium 58, Denmark 59, Uruguay 57, Croatia 57, Serbia 55, Senegal 54, Switzerland 52, Morocco 52, Poland 46, USA 48, Mexico 44, Ecuador 45, Ghana 37, Japan 37, Iran 36, South Korea 38, Tunisia 34, Saudi Arabia 31, and Australia 29. And well, then certain findings, comments, remarks about the teams. Brazil has impressed me. The individual skill with players is overwhelming. We have an ability to play well in very, very narrow spaces, pass the ball, and then very important thing, they keep the ball and remain dangerous when we are leading in the games. And that is very powerful weapon for the tighter and tighter playoff games. France, I have anti-post bets running on France, but their style doesn't suit very well for the favorite positions. And on the other hand, as an underdog, we are dangerous against anybody. Pre-tournament, even if I backed them with odds between 8 and 9, I was a bit scared what happens with their defense when Pogba and N'Golo Kanté are not playing in the defensive midfield. So far, they have looked good, but on the other hand, I mean the current defensive midfield. But on the other hand, the opponents they have faced have not been that strong. So I'm a bit, I remain a bit as a question mark with France. Spain has impressed me. Not those 7 goals against Costa Rica, but how solid the team is and how nicely they can possess the ball and how well they defend. And for me, scoring responsibility balanced around the team is always an advantage. Portugal is better than I believed before the tournament. I never understood they are so good in the air. And secondly, the team chemistry looks good and they are solid defensively. And I believe they have found quite a suitable role for Ronaldo and he's doing what he's asked to do. Germany, I remain skeptic for the central defense, even if they played well against Spain. Netherlands, okay, I might have been wrong with them before the tournament, but there is a small possibility that they have not played with their full energy because they more or less knew after the first round that they will qualify. Then Qatar is their last round opponent. Argentina, I remain on the lay side, even if we have recovered from their shock defeat against Saudi Arabia. I don't care for individual games, but for me, Argentina is an aging team. Messi might be quite on his level, but for example, Di Maria is a shade of his best nowadays, and they are quite a lot backed as well. So even if they are not that bad, they are overestimated. And England, of course, I have not overreacted to those 6 goals against Iran. England showed their limits when USA played very well, defended very well against them. USA could have won even with better luck, even if it was a tight game. But England is yet to face the good sides, and people keep betting England. So I believe it's better to remain on the lay side with them. But now you can count yourself with these power ratings I just gave you. I wish you all the best in betting and life, and we'll keep in touch. Thank you for your time. Bye.